Is it more dangerous for cyclists on our roads these days? That seems to be borne out by a survey carried out by Cycling Ireland, the organisation for cyclists, which says that more than half of Cycling Ireland members surveyed experienced a close call in which a motorist passed dangerously close on their last cycle, and over 50% said they were involved in a collision or a serious near miss within the last 12 months. To get some reaction here, I'm joined by someone we've spoken over the years on the Kerry Today Show about matters cycling, Keith Phelan. Keith, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning. Thank you for coming in this Monday morning. First of all, Keith, I was expecting to introduce you as formerly of the Kerry Cycling Campaign, but the organisation is no more.
Good morning, Tressa. I wouldn't say it's no more, but it's not very active, I think. And sadly, so if anybody's interested in getting involved in cycling advocacy in Kerry, maybe get in contact.
My apologies, sorry there. I picked that up the wrong way. So it's probably hard to keep our organisations, kind of voluntary groups like that, going as well when things are so busy these days. And obviously, there's I've noticed it over the years, but There can be a lot of people seem to have aren't cyclists or don't always appear to be the most popular group when topics related to cycling and road safety come up for some reason, and I don't know what that says about the Irish psyche or the Irish character, but it is something that I've noticed. So Keith, first of all, you're a dedicated cyclist, though you're passionate about it for many reasons, and no doubt for exercise and the fact that cycling is much better for the environment than using a motor car. What are your thoughts about this survey?
I think the survey is very interesting, and it paints a very stark picture about cycling in Ireland, and in reality it's not really a surprise for anybody who's looked at this. I think before going to the survey, this is a Cycling Ireland survey, which is the national cycling representative body, so it's mainly a sports body. And of the, say, the 2,000 people who were in the survey, they were experienced cyclists. So they're mainly older, and the majority of them are male. They're also, almost all of them have driving licenses, so they're also drivers. So it's a very interesting cohort to look at. And I think these kind of, if these are the... if this is the viewpoint of very experienced cyclists, then we have to look at, you know, maybe understand that what's the experience of the people who aren't so experienced. So if you're looking at, say, like, what's the experience of a child that goes out there who's not experienced, are people who would cycle every day to work or school that wouldn't be affiliated with, say, a sporting organisation or a cycling group. So this is the worrying part of it, I think, and trying to understand, you know, in terms of one of the major points around cycling is the more people who cycle, the safer it is, and that's an accepted fact. Yeah, we need to encourage more people to cycle in order to get improve cycle safety on the road. So the less people we have, and if people are in fear, and also the amount of incidents that they're reporting in terms of collisions is very worrying, and that's not very encouraging for anybody else who's just wants to take up cycling just to the shops or to work.
And I'll go through some of the findings from that report from Cycling Ireland. And as you pointed out there, over 2,000 cyclists took part in the survey, and you said experienced cycles, and most of them had license. So they have the perspective of being cyclists and also being drivers. And if we go through their main findings, routine danger, they say 53% experience a close pass. That means a vehicle passing dangerously close on most of their rides. Number two, high incident rates, more than half, 51.5% there. As we said at the top of our interview, of cyclists surveyed reported a collision or a serious near miss within the last 12 months. Three, an escalating fear among cyclists surveyed. Over 65% believe roads have become more dangerous year on year. 4, infrastructure failure. 65% rate current cycling infrastructure as poor, very poor, or non-existent. And 5, a reporting gap. Only 11.2% of incidents are reported to An Garda Síochána or the PSNI, because this was an All-Ireland survey, with nearly 44% of those who do report expressing dissatisfaction with the outcome. Infrastructure failure. I'm surprised by that, because certainly over the last decade, and certainly when the Greens were in power in the last government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, there was a massive investment in cycling infrastructure on our roads.
Yeah, there was a massive investment. That government prioritised active travel, and I think they were giving 1 million a day through their whole government. We went through a 4-year cycle of that. What actually was borne out after that is very very little. So a lot of that money, I think, went on the outcome of it. A lot of it went on active travel. If we take, for example, Tralee, a lot of it was the urban work.
Could you define an active travel? Because sometimes, active travel is in terms of, that would include encouraging people to take bikes or public transport. Would that be it in essence?
Maybe not public transport, but walking and cycling, I think, is the
point. Walking and cycling, okay.
So that's a very broad term. And, if you were to say, how do we improve, say, cycling? You put in things like proper cycle infrastructure, kind of dedicated infrastructure. But then also you have things like greenways, which take a lot of money, and has spent a lot of money. That, that's being mainly focused as a tourism product. And then you also get, say, things like urban development. If we look in our town centres, a lot of that went on paving, which of course is really nice and improves our urban realm. But this is, I think, the original priority of this money was to try and encourage things like cycling, that we could have a modal shift in terms of moving away from the car. And I don't really think that has happened. And I think these statistics also say if these people are cycling, then they're the infrastructure that they're experiencing are getting worse. And they're talking about that statistic was poor or non-existent. And I think on a lot of our roads, I think that's not there's no problem with that.
And as a regular cyclist, what would you like to see done to improve the cycling experience for people?
Yeah, so definitely infrastructure.
An example is yourself. What would you like to see if there was something? Because, some people would say, look, the Greenway, you can actually now cycle to, you can cycle into work safely from Fianna Tralee on the Greenway, that it's not just a resource for tourists, that it's there now. There have been advances made in those ways, and other greenways can be used by non-tourists.
Yeah, a very specific point. I was just talking to you, I forgot your researcher's name, Rose?
Breida.
Breida, okay. So she says she cycles in from Fianna on the Greenway. But she's, which is great, and she gets the whole way into Tralee. She gets to Rock Street, and it's very safe, and she has no problems. Then she comes off on Rock Street, and I imagine she has to go through two of the most dangerous junctions, according to the RSA in Tralee, that there's been many issues around over years and haven't really changed, and they're very intimidating. Breida also knows where she's going and is probably experienced enough in that, but we're asking tourists to come here, and enjoy this beautiful greenway that we have, cycle to the beach, and then come to Tralee to their hotels. But you're talking about a family with maybe small children, and experiencing them to navigate around these junctions. So even just connecting up these small, and they're very small things we're talking about, say between the exits of the greenways to into our town centres, or you're talking less than a kilometre there, so it's not hugely significant, but I think we need to have the desire to tackle these smaller issues when we're after putting in 13 kilometres of greenway. This is a small thing, I think, to do, and then it kind of has further benefits, because the more people in the town that can cycle and commute between these greenways, then it makes more sense. And once you start connecting these dots, then we build up a network of these secure, and that's the most important thing, because there's no point in having the best cycle lane in the world if it ends after half a kilometre and puts you into a very dangerous junction.
And then your thoughts on this Cycling Ireland survey, that only 11.2% of incidents reported to An Garda Síochána or the PSNI, they said those said very small reporting, very small numbers reporting incidents of dangers or near dangers to the guards or the PSNI up north. And also that 44%, nearly 44% who took part in the survey said that when they do report problems, when they do report dangerous driving that put them, they felt at risk, they as cyclists were expressed dissatisfaction with the outcome.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. And again, I would have, in terms of this incidents, close passes and near misses and stuff, I have these on a regular basis, but I don't ever go to the guards. A lot of these cyclists, because again, they're a very kind of a specific cohort, a lot of them do have cameras. And, you know, so I don't have the evidence if I need to ring the guards. I'm just on my word. And people who do have video evidence, then there's an issue around in terms of how does that get to the guards. And there's been calls for years for this national video evidence portal, which is a general road safety thing. But in terms of the cyclists, it's been called for a long time.
And may I ask, Keith, you're saying that you've had situations where you've been put in danger, you feel, by the behaviour of a motorist passing too close or whatever, but you've not gone to the guards. And is that because you don't have the evidence? Is that the reason why you say, look, I don't actually have a camera to show that actually this motorist was driving too close to me?
I don't have the time. If I had to go to the guards every time somebody had...
Really?
Yeah, nearly knocked me down and then, you know, stick their fingers up at me or whatever it is.
Would it be daily? Would it be, how often would those sort of incidents occur?
Definitely weekly anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could just, there was another report which I think is quite interesting, and it was an RSA report that was also released last week on the back of the European Transport Safety Statement. And I think that's kind of why it's important to, you know, to understand the state of cycling in Ireland. It's a very specific cohort, and you can argue everything with stats. But there's one interesting thing in this, and the RSA had come out and said that cycling fatalities in Ireland are great because they're low compared to other European countries. So we're basically saying, on one hand, you know, the cyclist training is very dangerous, but then the RSA are coming out and saying that we actually have very safe roads. And what they're doing is they're comparing this statistic, which is fatalities per million or collisions per million. So Ireland, when you're comparing it that way, then Ireland has actually safer cycling because than, say, Netherlands, because we have very low cycling rates. So if we were to take, for example, you know, 75% of secondary school children in the Netherlands cycle, where we're only 3% here. So, you know, we have these different issues and different viewpoints. And I think one of the interesting things with this was Councillor Ray Cunningham in Dublin, who said this is kind of like saying that, you know, the drownings in our shark-infested pool are very low. You know, that nobody's going to cycle on the roads, then, you know, there's less, if less people cycle, then there's actually less incidents.
So you're saying there actually should be a lot more people cycling in this country, but they're not because they feel the roads are dangerous.
Exactly.
Well, we'll leave it there. And thank you so much for coming into us to studio this morning. We've been speaking to Keith Phelan, cyclist, avid cyclist, and also involved with the Kerry Cycling Campaign as well. As you heard there, giving his thoughts on the Cycling Ireland survey, which said that members surveyed experienced a close pass. More than half in the past year experienced a close pass in which a motorist passed dangerously close on their last cycle. And almost 52% said they were involved in a collision or a serious near miss within the last 12 months. And very low reporting rates to the Gardaí or the PSNI if there has been an incident where you've nearly been knocked down by a motorist, because only 11.2% of incidents have been reported to the Gardaí or the PSNI by cyclists. And I'd like to get your views and thoughts on that.